We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
1-9-9-9. Fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. By the guest, my man Landfill is playing this because our next guest loves the twosome from Atlanta, known as Outkast. Santana Moss, how do you do, sir?
I knew somebody knew what I liked. I heard that Outkast come on. What's up, fellas?
What up, Tanner?
Ain't much, man. What's going on with you?
Jeff was just in there talking some trash. I told him to stick to rap. He said he can outrun you and check you. I told him, dude, Santana will make you tear every muscle in your body.
What an idiot.
Hey, tell Jeff, we can put some money on the line. That's the only way he's gonna get me out there.
Put some money on the line.
I'll go out there and see what he got.
Bro, you always complain about JP bringing stuff on the air, bro.
But you know, you were talking that trash, so I just had
Jeff,
to break
the line.
The phone was still ringing. God.
So to let everybody know what's going on here, Jeff does this recurring bit when he's calling guests. That
he talks trash.
He likes to act like he's trash talking them, and then they answer, and he's like, "Hello, this is Jeff Walker from B. Mitch and Finley. Are you ready for your interview?" Is that what he sounded like,
That's
Tana,
exactly
when you
what
answered
happened.
The phone?
Yeah, I was wondering why he was so proper with me, because he probably got caught. I knew that was a different Jeff than me hearing him on the radio.
Yeah. So, Tana, I want to talk about Memorial Day weekend, what you maybe have planned this weekend, but I know you've been out at OTAs and watching this team, and I want to start with just the excitement I think the city's really starting to have around this offense. There's a couple of people specifically I want to talk about, Sam Howell and Eric Bieniemy, but just let's start with the vibe overall of this offseason. Do you feel that same kind of excitement from fans?
Yeah, I feel the energy, man. You know, rightfully so, though. But I think, you know, when it comes to one thing, looking forward to just something new. We have a new coordinator. And then we also hearing the rumblings about the team that, you know, probably any day now that would be sold. All that's good energy, you know. You know, like I told you before, it's a little sad for me just knowing that I'm a Dan guy and I owe everything, you know, that I have, you know, that I was able to do with this organization to Dan, because he was the one that brought me here. But just going forward, just knowing where this team is trying to go, when you bringing in that new blood, that new energy, new OC, new owners, all that stuff, you expect change. You expect something different. So, you know, I think that's why you feel what you feel. And it should be a different level of play, too, you know, from the players, because now they can honestly say, you know, when you look at the sample size of the season last year as a whole from everybody, you know, from both sides of the ball, offensively, defensively, and even special teams, to me, I saw the team grow. You know, They didn't have the season that they wanted, but I saw growth. And it's hard to say that at times when you don't have that playoff berth or you don't have a winning season. But I saw growth. I saw a lot of players get better. And you only can come into this season expecting these guys to rise to the occasion this year as well.
Yeah, when you look at you've been out to camp, right, to the facilities, and you watch Eric and the way he is, do you think that they needed some of what he is and the way he uses different guys on offense?
You know what, man? I know me and you can answer this question just from sitting on Sundays watching the offense and like, man, we need more. You know what I mean? We need something other than what we saw. No offense to, you know, to the OC who was here last year. But, you know, when things kind of ain't working, you got to tap in and say, hey, we got to upgrade. We got to get you up out of here. And that's what was going on. Now, it was a lot of productivity last year when it came to some of the things when it got clicking and rolling. And a lot of that stuff, too, you can kind of rest on the shoulders of quarterbacks. because you haven't really had the guy in here that you thought that was going to propel this team to be a winning, you know, offense or have a winning formula for the offense. So having to lean on Heinicke the last few years and knowing he can only give you so much, you can kind of blame that too on our, you know, our OC non-productive offense or play. But just having Eric Bieniemy here and just knowing where he's coming from, just seeing some of the things that he's been able to soak up from all those years being with Andy Reid, man, I'm excited, man. I watched the skill level of the guys that they had over there in KC, and to a man, we got them. You know, other than Patrick Mahomes, when it comes to our individual, you know those positions, the wide receivers, the running backs, other than Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey, I think man for man, we can go out there and say we have better players or skilled players. So that's what gives me that excitement, just knowing that if you can give us a little bit of what we saw over there and Sam Howell can go out there and be productive as a quarterback and don't do too much. He can't be no one but Sam Howell, but get the ball in the right player's hands. Man, the sky's the limit, you know, just knowing what we have over here.
How much – talking with Santana Moss here, Washington great. How much do you think EB's energy and just – he's barking at people back there. And by and large, this was a pretty quiet staff, especially offensively. Yeah, Matsko would bark at his O-lineman, and when Pete Hayner was there, he was a pretty loud guy. But, you know, the offensive staff had been quieter.
Yeah.
What do you think of Bieniemy's, like, on the practice field energy?
You know, I love it. I'm one of those guys, man. I've had this discussion with a few of you guys before, and I've always said that certain guys, especially veterans, but certain guys don't need a coach to be over them, stand over them and tell them what to do. There's a lot of professionals in this league that's going to go out there, that's going to be prepared. They're going to do the homework away from the field. They're going to come to the practice ready. They're going to practice hard. Then they're going to go out there. You're going to see the same thing that you saw throughout the week on Sundays, Thursdays, wherever night they play, Monday night. But then there's a lot of other guys that's young, and they are a little bit naive to what it takes to be a pro. Now, they're good enough to be here. They're going to have them days and weeks where they're just not giving it their all, and you need that coach to light a fire on them sometime. And I think EB is that guy. He's that guy that's going to check you at the front door, regardless if you're one of those guys or not, and let you know this is the tone I'm setting. This is the level of play I expect. And if you come out here and give me less than that, then best believe you're going to hear from me. And even with me being a guy that's ready, every now and then you might mess up or you might not do what you're supposed to do or you might have a bad play. And when you know you got a coach like EB that's over there that's going to say something to you about it, it makes you mindful enough to say, man, I can't have those plays. I can't have those lacks in my game. I can't come out here and have stuff because I don't want to hear his mouth. I don't want to hear him barking at me. You understand? So you're going to be checking yourself just knowing that I don't want my coach to have to check me. That's the worst thing you want to get from as a player. I'm pretty sure B. Mitch can speak to this, to have your name called out in the wrong way on the field. Exactly. I don't like to be, you know, looked at like that. So I'm always be on my P's and Q's. So I love the fact that EB has that in him, and I love the fact that that's going to lift everybody else up around him to let them know, guess what, man, if I don't come with my A game, or come and bring it the day of practice, at work, wherever we may be, they're going to be the next man up, and he's that type of guy to do that.
See, it's that little old country saying, a scalded dog will holler. And, you know, a lot of times I would say stuff, and people go, man, but so-and-so played well. Well, I'm not talking to him. Those who know I'm talking to him, they know. And I think when Eric makes his comments, the players who he's talking to, they damn sure know. And the players he's not talking to, they don't take it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's real.
So, Tana, through, you know, I mean, you get to see a lot more than I do. What do you think of Howell so far?
Man, I like what I see coming off his hands with a little fire. You know what I mean? Like it's pleasant to see, you know, and I think mostly because we've been having to rely on Heinicke, and like I say, take none from Heinicke. If Heinicke was still on this team, we know we'd still be riding Heinicke. Like, hey, man, we know that we know what Heinicke can bring us, so don't mess up, Howell. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we don't have to worry about that. I love just to know that Howell has a little zip on that ball, and he also has some game behind it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's one thing to do that right now you know, where it doesn't count. But we saw him play like that in the preseason a little bit last year, and we saw him play like that last game against, you know, against the Cowboys when it all matters for those guys. So that's him. That's his makeup. He showed us time. The little sample size they gave us, that was him. And that's what I'm looking forward to the most, and that's what I saw out there on the field, man. You know, you saw him in a couple of drills, and that ball just got a zip behind him, and he's hitting the open guy. He's reading, he's dissecting the defense, and he's hitting the open guy. I'm going to be real. I watched four plays in a row that he was in, and it wasn't probably, you know, four in a row, but I remember it was four plays total, and I watched the coverage that they gave him, and I wanted to see him hit the open man. I wanted to see where his eyes was going. Did he watch that same guy? And he didn't. He read. You can tell he had a read or two that he looked at first, and it wasn't there, and he came back and checked down to the open guy over the ball or whatever. And that stood out to me, just knowing it's going to be times like that that you have to do that. And one of the most things that we are mostly critical now on quarterbacks, especially the quarterbacks that has a little bit what he has, when he can escape the pocket a little, you know, more than others, we want to know, can you read and be able to find an open guy when defenses give you something little that you're not prepared for? So that's what I love that I've saw so far. I'm pretty sure it's going to be more things that I could probably be looking forward to. But for right now, man, you know, early in OTAs, man, he just has a zip on him, and he's hitting the guy that's open.
I think a lot of people, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, Tanner, where they see him and they want to compare him to some of the best of the best. And I think that's a problem with too many of us. We expect what we probably know we're not going to see. If you just let him go out and start and do the things he's supposed to do, he'll show us what he's capable of. But we don't need to compare him to Pat Mahomes. That's a waste of time.
We in a world where we need quarterbacks. I mean, the team is basically, you know, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not even going to be considered a playoff contender or you know, Super Bowl contender. So we understand that. But I want to know, when can we get back to whatever that team picks, whether he's a third-round quarterback, whether he's a fourth-round quarterback, whether he's the first-round quarterback, let him go out there and play his position. Let him go out there and do what he does. It seems like everyone feels that if you don't get a guy high, he's not going to be productive enough or not going to be that guy that's going to lead you somewhere. We don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why we play the game. You know, we play the game, and these guys get drafted where they get drafted at, because that's where they selected, because they're good enough to come up here and compete to be that guy. You know, we didn't know Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady.
Yep.
And the list goes on. So I hate the fact that there's so many great guys out there, and some of them were slotted high and was able to be picked up in those first two rounds, that if you're not a first round or second round pick, then, you know, we questioning them way before he get a chance to go out there and prove himself.
Talking with our friend Santana Moss here on the B. Mitch and Finley program. You can follow Tana on Instagram at 8229. Very active on the IG, that Twitter, no thank you. Tana, I don't blame you, dude. I'm literally fighting with somebody about
Twitter,
something that makes total sense, and they just want to run away with what they think.
Twitter make you have to Twitter make you get up, you know, mad in the morning. I don't like Twitter, man. I don't like to be angry. I like to have peaceful thoughts and stay happy, you know.
You're a smarter man than me. I'm out here just battling the internet. But
you're a fool.
Dan, I did want to ask you, Chase Young not at OTAs. He is certainly allowed to miss them. These are voluntary practices. I know that when I covered the team, Trent often didn't come, and he was the best offensive lineman in football, and I don't think it mattered at all. Chase, I don't think has – the past 2 years, he wasn't that productive, then he got hurt. But his rookie season, he showed he can compete with anybody. What do you make of the situation with Chase right now?
You know, I'm one of those guys. I have mixed views. I think the one side of me says, hey, man, this is what you do, then do what you do. Just come ready. Then the other side of me says, when a team kind of has the question that they have, which they should because of, you know, what has transpired, you know, since you've been here, you kind of want to, you know, the player in me, I don't know if it's, everybody don't have the same kind of mantra or the same kind of mindset. When I'm doubted or when I know people have questions, that's when I want to strut my stuff the most. And whether I do it in practice or not, it doesn't matter. I understand that. But that's where I'm going to come. If you say we have a chance to practice and I have a chance to show you what I feel like you guys haven't seen or you guys are questioning, I'm going to be there. So What I'm saying is I will probably be here. That's my take on it. I will probably be here because I understand that, okay, I haven't played in the last few years, and the year that I played before I got hurt, it was a lot of questions. And last year, one of the things I saw when he came back, I can say this because I'm a big fan of Chase, and I think the world of him, and I'm happy that, you know, he should come in here with a chip and be ready to go out there and have one of those stellar seasons. But I think sometimes you have to take advantage of opportunities like now, and whether he's against it or not, a guy like myself would be out here just so I can show these guys that, one, that I'm with you, and show this coaching staff that if you have any doubt, I'm going to show you now, because you now is going to lead over to the field, and I'm going to be that guy for you this year. So that's my take on it. But I would say this. I'm not against him not being here because I feel like that's how he feels that he can get prepared and be ready. But, you know, like Coach Gibbs used to tell us, one of the things he did as a coach, he can't have these men, can't make every man be the same. You know, as long as you go out there and play between them white lines the way he wants you to play, then he's all right, whatever you do off the field and on your own time. And I feel like right now this is his own time, so we should respect that.
Yep, totally.
I think that's fair. I mean, that's kind of where B and I landed. It's his right to not be there. And as long as he's, I
never miss any. But that's me. That's how I was. I'm just like you. I want to prove to you. But I don't think these kids today think like we thought. You know, and it's a different level.
see, folks never saw me sweat or saw me or heard my thought. But every time they brought a receiver in, whether it was Randuel, Brandon Lloyd, I had one of my better years. And the next year, we brought in Randuel and Brandon Lloyd. Man, I was going to cut grass the whole time they was there in practice. I wanted to be there every day so they can see what kind of pressure is going to be if they come in here for my spot. And that's the same thing went on every year. We brought in Delvin Thomas and Malcolm Kelly. I wanted to show these young guys, look, this is what you got to work with. This is who you're going to be going against if you want some balls thrown your way. So that's just my take on it. Now, I wasn't loud with it. I just went to work. You know what I mean? And that's what I feel that certain guys should have. They should have that approach. But like we say, we're in a different era, man. These kids, they get motivated differently. And I understand that. I'm all for it. But however way you motivated, I just want to sit on the field. Yep. And you won't have to hear nothing from me ever again.
Totally. If he has 13 sacks this season, nobody's going to worry about OTAs. If he has six, we're going to hear a lot about OTAs.
Yeah, and see, that's where I don't like to give no one the ability to have something to critique. You understand? So therefore, like, I'm superstitious. You know, I share this with you guys all the time. I'm going to do whatever got me to the best all the time because I don't want one day I get off it and something else happened, and now that leaves thought in my head that, oh, you know, I got off my ish. I should have kept doing what I was doing. So therefore, if I'm bad with doing what I did that made me good, then I'm okay with that because I know it's not going to last long. So I'm trying to say that I hate for some of these guys to, you know, to kind of find out the hard way because you're giving the media the right to say this is what they're going to blame it on if you don't go out there and be successful. You understand? Mm-hmm. But if you come and you're out there putting the work in and you're not really the guy that we all expected, they can't use that. You know, so I just try not to give no one no gray area to talk about me in a wrong way. Therefore, I did all I had to do. I'm just not playing well. It's just not adding up this year. The team isn't, you know, coming to me. So, therefore, I didn't have to give them nothing added to, you know, what I already have going on to be talking about.
Smart man, Santana Moss. So smart that we're now going to ask the most important question of the weekend. Memorial Day weekend is known for, obviously, we got to give thanks to those that served and passed so that we can be free. Mm-hmm. That's the top of the list that often, unfortunately, kind of gets forgotten. But when you're done paying your respects, what a lot of people like to do on Memorial Day weekend is have a barbecue.
Eat.
It is a barbecue weekend. So I ask the Tana Man, this is your throwing a barbecue for Memorial Day weekend. The sun is shining. The beer is cold. What are you serving?
Lord have mercy. Well, you know, obviously, I got to have the chicken and the ribs. So barbecue chicken, barbecue ribs, that's first and foremost. You know, I have kids, and normally if I'm having a party, it's going to be other kids. So you got to have those sausages and those hot dogs on the grill along with burgers because You know, they like to eat that before the meals get served, before the real big people food gets served.
Yep.
So you got to have those ready, too. But besides all that, I think the sides, my mom, man, she make the best baked beans and macaroni salad. Oh, my God. I'm just thinking about it right now. My mouth getting watery. she make baked beans, macaroni salad, and this crab rice. And I feel like those three combinations together, along with the chicken and the ribs, you won't need nothing else. I mean, honestly. I can add a couple more things in there that probably to the traditional people eat was macaroni and cheese and potato salad and all that stuff. But for me, I will always say I want those three sides. I want the baked beans, the macaroni salad, the crab rice with the chicken, the ribs, and the appetizer will always be the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the sausage sandwiches, you know?
Tana, I am very intrigued by crab rice. I would like a full dissertation on that someday.
It's just like shrimp fried rice.
Okay.
Like, so, man, looky here. If you ain't had no crab rice in your life yet, boy, go get it.
Is it yellow rice?
Come on. Yeah, you can make it yellow. You can make it any kind of way you want to. We make ours yellow. And
okay.
The one thing we do, too, in Miami, and a lot of folks probably do it like this if they can't get hold of crabs, we get the imitation crab. So they sell it in the freezer area right over there by where they sell the – yeah. So we don't get – because a lot of people, they're allergic to crab. So, you know, a lot of people allergic to shellfish. So when you have guests over, you don't want to give them something that they're allergic to, so you get the imitation stuff where they can still eat it and enjoy it, taste the same. Oh, my God, man. I got to get you that crab rice made, JP. I'm going to get you some made since you never had some.
Yeah. Well, tell you, like, he's the one that allergic to some shellfish. His wife not, so she get her own gumbo. Santa Tana has to get his on the side.
I'm not allergic to anything.
Exactly.
Except onions. But, Tana, I have a exclusive baked beans recipe if you'd like me to share that with you.
You don't want to know anything about that.
I don't know that it would compete with your mom's. I know mom's home cooking. But, Tana, my secret is I use a can opener, right? And I take them out of the can and put them in a pot, and then I just heat them up and serve them.
Oh, yeah. I don't want that recipe. I'm okay.
Tana, thank you for the time, man.
All right,
I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, man. Y'all take care.
All right, man. Take care, brother.
That's our guy, Santana Moss. You can follow him.
You and
on
his damn secret recipe.
It's a secret recipe. Don't tell anybody. All you need is a can opener and a pot. Follow
Tana. Put any seasoning in it?
No, it's already seasoned. Bush's baked beans, whatever you like. You like sweet, extra sweet, country style? It's already seasoned. You don't need to do a damn thing.
Lord.
But you do have to use a can opener, Brian. So let me make clear, I open the can myself. When we come back, what NFL bandwagon you hopping on? Don't go anywhere. Landfill turning it up a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.